Stockholm area. I tried to get a little sleep last night. I don't know about you, but in my room, I look out the window and it's always light. Is it different for you? Did I get a bad room at the hotel? Is there construction going on? What is it? I know. It's part of the charm. That's why we decided to bring the lights down in here, way down. Okay. What did I want to say? Well, here's a good one. You know, rats. Interesting thing about rats. If they stop eating, their teeth will grow right through the top of their head. Just something to think about. Believe me, rats think about it all the time. The three ages of man. You know the three ages of man are youth, middle age, and you look good. That's okay. Okay, old song or new song? What's it gonna be? Hey, don't try to pull that crap on me. Right, buddy. And it's paid for.
Is it sober?
Is it the same over here as it is in the States that the word espresso now means civilization? Is it true here? Good, that's why we came. In the States now, wherever you go, the word espresso is synonymous with high living. So you can be in a bad neighborhood, it may say caskets, sick room supplies, live bait, ammunition, espresso. You know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, let's stop. Okay, we'll get right to the A material. I'm surprised these are going over as well as they are. Excellent English, and I commend you on that. I'm working on my Swedish. I work on it alone in my room at night with the lights out. Oh, I didn't even get that myself. Gee, that was a Swedish joke. I'm gonna keep that in the act. Okay. This is true, you know, in medicine now, they're starting to use leeches again. Thank God, some things are going backwards. And, of course, you can only use a leech once, you know, and then you have to kind of throw it out or you get a lot of feedback. That's been my personal experience in the field of medicine, anyway. If you use a leech on your skin and you take off the leech after you're done using the leech and everything's been leeched, it leaves a scar, but the scar is the exact replica of the logo for Mercedes-Benz. True. And they say there's no truth in advertising. I used to work at a pizza place and it was right next to a mortuary, so you used to get a lot of jokes about the mortuary and the restaurant being adjacent to one another and trading services or that type of thing. But it did get me thinking, because I remember late at night I used to think that there's only two ways to go. You're either buried, which is nice, because it's quiet. You know? And then there's cremation, which is also nice, you know, because it's warm. But that's it. So I started thinking, okay, burial and cremation, okay, but what about me? Isn't there something else I can choose from in the other column? And I thought, well, maybe I'll have to just come up with it myself. And because I worked there in a restaurant, and I thought, maybe being creamed, what's wrong with just plain old creamed? Exactly. I think it'd go over well here in Sweden. Because they come up with a little can, and your name is on the front of the can, and on the back of the can are the ingredients, and you know what I mean? And they put Uncle Bob right up on the shelf, right next to the beans and the tuna, where he belongs.